Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Kansa is both a great diplomat and a very sinful man. Therefore, having heard from Yogamaya, the daughter of Devaki, that the child who will kill him has already been born somewhere else, having heard that the eighth pregnancy of Devaki could not bring forth a female child, and having understood your friendship with Vasudev, Kansa, upon hearing that the purificatory process has been performed by me, the priest of the Yadu dynasty, may certainly consider all these points and suspect that Krishna is the son of Devaki and Vasudev. Then he might take steps to kill Krishna. That would be a catastrophe. Purport. Kamsa knew very well that Yogamaya was, after all, the maidservant of Krishna and Vishnu, and that although Yogamaya had appeared as the daughter of Devaki, she might have been forbidden to disclose this fact. Actually, this was what happened. Gargamuni argued very soberly that his taking part in performing the reformatory process for Krishna would give rise to many doubts, so that Kamsa might take very severe steps to kill the child. Kamsa had already sent many demons to attempt to kill this child, but none of them had survived. If Gargamuni were to perform the purificatory process, Kamsa's suspicions would be fully confirmed, and he would take very severe steps. Gargamuni gave this warning to Nanda Maharaj. Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Agyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumilitangena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Estapitam Gena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Garun Shri Uta Parakamalam Shri Garun Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva's Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Verse again. Kamsa Papa Mati Sakyam Tava Chanakadundibe. Devakya Astamo Garbo Nastri Bhavitum Arhati. Iti Sanchintayan Trutva Devakya Darika Vachaha. Api Hanta Gatashankas Tarhitano Nayo Bhavet. Kamsa is both a great diplomat and a very sinful man. Therefore, having heard from Yogamaya, the daughter of Devaki, that the child who will kill him has already been born somewhere else, having heard that the eighth pregnancy of Devaki could not bring forth a female child, and having understood your friendship with Vasudev, Kamsa, upon hearing that the purificatory process has been performed by me, the priest of the Yadu dynasty, may certainly consider all these points and suspect that Krishna is the son of Devaki and Vasudev. Then he might take steps to kill Krishna. That would be a catastrophe. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So here in the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam, this glorious scripture that Srila Prabhupada, his divine grace, so painstakingly translated for all of us to be benefited, explaining in the preface and or introduction of the Bhagavatam that one must systematically proceed step by step through the Bhagavatam to reach the 10th canto. And when one reaches the 10th canto, if one proceeds cautiously step by step, then one will be sufficiently God-realized to enter into the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. So the pastimes of Lord Krishna are not something that we can, in one sense, immediately jump to and hope or pray to understand. Although within our minds or intelligence we may think that it's something easy to grasp, or we may think that we have understood it. This is the nature of the conditioned living entity. I'm sure it doesn't apply to all of you, but definitely in my case, is that we have a tendency to think we know it all. We have a tendency to think we already understand, we already know something. When we see that as we read through the Shastra, for instance, the Bhagavad Gita, if we read it through once, we have gotten something out of it. But when we read it again, we think, oh, wow, I didn't realize that was there. Then we read it again, and we think, I'm sure this wasn't in the volume I read the first time. And as we go on reading, we find in Srila Prabhupada's purports that nectar just keeps bubbling up. And we're wondering, how is this a fact? How does this work that within the same book I've read so many times that there's new and interesting and amazing facts and ways that Srila Prabhupada is presenting the philosophy that I didn't quite grasp? Now the danger is that sometimes we may think that I already read that book, got the t-shirt, been there, done that. But that's the nature of the conditioned living entity. Those who try to follow Srila Prabhupada, the master physician's prescription, by carrying on reading again and again, even Srila Prabhupada once asked, what books will you translate next? Srila Prabhupada said, I think I'll do the Bhagavad Gita. And they said, but Prabhupada, you already did the Gita. He said, anyway, I could do so many translations of the Gita. There are so many commentaries by so many of the Acharyas. It's unending in spiritual life. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, once in arguing with someone about printing a weekly or daily magazine. It was a weekly magazine? I can't remember. Huh? It was a harmonium, yeah. Daily magazine. He said you could print a magazine on what's happening in the spiritual world every minute, because it's ever fresh and ever exciting. So the Shastra is actually ever fresh and ever exciting because it's Krishna's pastimes. And then it's the words of the pure devotee describing Krishna's pastimes, which we understand becomes even more sweet even more nectarian. So whenever it comes to a point that we think the Shastra has become a little less than exciting, we have to check, maybe it's not the Shastra that's become a little less than exciting. Maybe there's a sort of dullness that has overcome us. So Srila Prabhupada has given the prescription that we should read from the beginning of the Bhagavatam up to the 10th canto. And then here we're entering into the 10th canto, 8 chapters in to the pastimes of the Lord, and already we see so much diplomacy, so much intrigue. Wherever there's Krishna, there's always some wild stuff going on, you know. Wherever there is Krishna, there's always something exciting, there's some adventure, and there's always something that's going to challenge our mind and intellect. In this specific aspect or part of the pastime here, Gargamuni, who is such an exalted personality, has been invited by Vasudev to please perform the name-giving ceremony, the purificatory rites for Krishna and at the same time for Balaram. But we see here that Gargamuni is very intelligent. He's super intelligent. His brahminical tejas is enabling him to see things that others might not see. And specifically what he's seeing here is that we have to be very careful how we conduct things. Why? Because Kamsa is also very intelligent. Very intelligent. He says he's a diplomat and a very sinful man. So here we have a battle of two types of intelligence going on in the pages of the Bhagavatam. And within the pages of the Bhagavatam is an opportunity, every time we open the Bhagavatam, it's an opportunity for us to get our life. Our entire life can manifest before us in the pages of the Bhagavatam. Very often devotees explain that sometimes I have a question, or I'm thinking of something, and then I'll start to read, or I come to class, or I hear something, and it's like Krishna just answers the question from within. And I think that's exactly what I needed to hear. And it's amazing when those things happen, because then we feel like we have practical experience of Krishna's hand in our life. Isn't it? We feel like, yeah, Krishna is there with me. He's really trying to help. But actually, that's possible any time we open the Bhagavatam. If we're really sincerely praying before we open the Bhagavatam, you know, my dear Lord Shri Krishna, please help me to have some deep revelation. Please help me to understand what is here for me so that I can grow and come closer to you. In everything that we do, we should enter in with this prayerful mood. We were discussing with some devotees, some new devotees the other day about prasadam. And they were saying that we understand that prasadam is meant to be a form of Krishna. So how can we enter into the mood of taking prasadam that just isn't like, yummy. Let me just pig out on prasadam. And I said, well, it's not easy because prasadam is so good that we just want to get stuck into it. But I was describing that it's all about our consciousness. And actually, before we honor prasadam, we say this prayer, you know, Sarirad Vijijal Jarendriya Tayaka Jivafale Vishaya Sagare. And then we went through the prayer, and I was saying the prayer is simply preparing our consciousness. But unfortunately, when we hear the prayer, all we think is, Jai Ho! Prasadam Ki Jai! You know, next to the Maha Mantra, it's the most favorite mantra. Probably it's the most favorite mantra above the Maha Mantra. Especially during Bhagavatam class, any mention of the Sariyada Vijajal prayer brings us to the point of conclusion of Bhagavatam and the beginning of the moment we've really been waiting for through the whole morning program, which is to have prasadam. But actually, every action and activity within Krishna consciousness is meant to be a deep meditation. And it's described that Srila Prabhupada, when he would honor prasad, that he would do just that. He would honor prasad. So he wouldn't just, you know, whack it in, trying to get it done so he could get on with something else. It was a whole cultural experience building up to the point, especially lunch prasad. His disciples and servants would describe how Srila Prabhupada would have bath, shower, and then he would chant his Gayatri, and then he expected prasad to be there right on time, hot, ready to go, and then he would begin to honor prasad. And they described that Srila Prabhupada would sit in the corner sometimes, facing the wall, and he would take, you know, it wasn't 10, 15, 20 minutes, but he would take sometimes half an hour, 40 minutes to honor prasad. And you can imagine with every bite, he's performing yoga because he's connecting with Krishna. He's not just getting it done or trying to relish something for his own benefit or satisfaction. He's trying to savor the bhakti with which it was prepared and the love of Krishna. So in every one of our actions and activities, we have to try to remember that it's all about the cultivation of our consciousness. We're meant to be part of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So we should try to always be conscious of Krishna. This can be a real challenge. But when we open the pages of the Bhagavatam, every time we open it, it's an opportunity for us to have direct conversation and hear from Srila Prabhupada, who explains that he lives on in his books, and also directly contacting Krishna, because this is where Krishna went after he disappeared from this world. He manifested in the form of the Bhagavatam. So when Srila Prabhupada came to the West, he came carrying Krishna to give to the world, to give light in the age of Kali to the whole world. So in this pastime, Garga Muni is representing that aspect of good intelligence, that we should understand how tricky the illusory energy is, that Maya is out to get us at all times. And it's very difficult for us in our conditioned state to see how Maya is affecting us. Anyone has that experience? Just this morning I was meeting with one devotee, and he was saying that yesterday when you mentioned something to me, I hadn't thought about things in that way. And he said, I was going to do something completely different because I was thinking that that's right. But then he said, but I could see how that would only have deepened my illusion and caused me some problems. Sometimes when the thing that we think is the most right to do, unfortunately, could be the illusion. And this may be difficult to understand or accept because our propensity and tendency is to think that we know best. Right? I mean, let's be honest. No one's shaking their head. I must be the only one who thinks that I'm right about everything. I'm sure none of you do, but maybe once upon a time you thought it, maybe. I know better than someone else. But the challenge is that we can't see our own conditioning from within the conditioning. Just like, you know, the bound cannot untie the bound. So you need someone who's unbound, someone who's outside of our conditioning. What's the saying? You can't see the wood for the trees. You're so immersed in it that you just think that this is the way that it is and this is the right thing. And if someone comes and tries to destroy the right thing, they become my enemy. But sometimes we see that actually persons who are coming are trying to help us see a bit of a broader and larger picture. They're trying to give us intelligence and give us something that will help us to gain a perspective that we didn't have before because we were down in it. In order to really understand, you have to be a little bit above it and see, oh yeah. And also the nature of the conditioned living entity is that we are very forgetful. Anyone here has that experience? So some of you even forgot the question before I asked it. So it's that quick. If we're honest, we can hardly remember what we did yesterday, what to speak of a week ago or a month ago, last year. Sometimes we pride ourselves on our memory, but the subtle details get changed. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nanda Ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shri Shri Gauranitai Ki. And sometimes the memory of the way things happen gets subtly changed over the years, isn't it? One person remembers it this way, and another person remembers it that way. But I don't remember it like that, Prabhu. I'm sure that he said, no, I said, and then next thing you know, whole arguments ensue. But this tendency of Maya, what is her role? What is her job? Maya's role is to cover us over and to pull us down. She covers us over and she pulls us down. And once covered, it's hard to see. So just like when the lights go out, there's darkness, and immediately imagination begins to conjure up so many things. So in the darkness of this illusion, we start to imagine that things are a certain way that they're not. So therefore, it's very important that we try to take shelter of higher intelligence, accepting that I have the strong propensity to become illusioned. And it's good like that. Why? Because that's the humble position. That we have to become humble. We have to accept that although I think I'm so great and I know so many things, but actually I know nothing. Like the mood of Sanatana and Rupa Goswamis when they approached Lord Chaitanya. And they said that actually we have straw in our teeth. We think we are such rascals, they said. And why are we such rascals? Because people think that we're great. And we're rascals because we believe them. We believe what people are saying, that we're great people. And they were saying that actually we know nothing. But they were such exceptional personalities. The things that they were doing in the government and for the Vaishnav community were on such a high level that hardly anyone else could do these things. So well-versed in the scripture, well-versed in learning languages, well-versed in management, well-versed in diplomacy. Yet they were such devotees also at heart. Such exalted personalities, yet they're falling on the floor, supplicating themselves before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, expressing that I know nothing. I am completely ignorant of the goal of life. And I'm bewildered by all the good things that people are saying about me. Please instruct me. Please help me to understand what I'm meant to do. That's why Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that this verse, Trinadapi Suniche Na, Torapi Sihishuna Mani Na Manadena, Kirtaniya Siddhari, should be strung on a thread of the holy name and worn around our neck at all times. So this mood of humility, it enables us to gain access to higher intelligence. But it doesn't come automatically. Just by chanting the verse all the time, it doesn't mean you're going to become humble. We actually have to do something. And sometimes it means we have to give something up just to accept that there may be another possible avenue to deal with this. Maybe the choice I've made is not the only one. And what's the harm to check? What's the harm to ask? And that's why it's described that we should have very good and close friends. We should have seniors. We should have those persons whom we trust, who know our situation, whom we can go to and say, can you please help me? Can you give me some insight into this? Is there something I'm missing? Something I'm doing that might have an adverse effect? Is there some way that I could try to do this? And what does that mean? It means we have to give up a little bit of thinking that we already know how to do everything and just bulldozing ahead. I don't know if anyone has ever had that experience. Bulldozing, just running right ahead, and not, the bulldozer is so loud, you can't hear anyone else around you. Just too busy bulldozing ahead with whatever it is that I want to do, because I'm right. But maybe you are, but maybe you're not. So what's the harm with checking to see, what do you think about the way I've been bulldozing the last few days? Well, actually, Prabhu, you ran over my foot, and I don't think that was very nice. Oh, no, I didn't realize I ran over your foot with my bulldozer. Right? Wow. Did I run over anyone? Yeah, you killed a few other devotees in the process of your bulldozing. Who knows if they'll survive? Or, oh, wow. Because we don't realize the impact of our actions and activities on others within the community. So it's very important that we have these close, tight relationships where we're willing to hear from others. Vasudev is such an exalted personality, and here he's speaking to Garga Muni, and Garga Muni is saying, you know, Vasudev, we're going to need to handle this situation a little bit differently than the orthodox manner. Because usually this ceremony is performed in a very, with a lot of pomp. And we would invite so many people and we would make it a huge event. That is the orthodox way of conducting the ceremony. But here Gargamuni is saying, this might not be the best way to do it right now if we want to get the best result. Which means that sometimes doing it by the book isn't necessarily going to be give you the best result. Especially if doing it by the book means that Kamsa is going to come and try to kill Krishna. Of course, Kamsa is determined to kill Krishna anyway, and this is the nature of the intelligence that is corrupt by the material energy. That it's perpetually trying to eradicate Krishna from the situation, subtly or grossly. Which is why that intelligence is very dangerous. As Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, that the intelligence is contaminated by lust, by this propensity and desire to enjoy for our own pleasure and not considering others. So when the intelligence is contaminated in this way, then it's going to drive us in a certain and specific direction, which means that it's trying to eradicate Krishna. And the tendency is because we want to be Krishna. Because we think we know it all. Because we know everything, so I already know about Krishna, I already know everything. Krishna doesn't need to be in the picture. Sometimes it's very subtle and sometimes it's very gross. But here you have Gargamuni, who's representing this Brahminical higher intelligence, and his whole meditation is about Krishna and protecting Krishna, keeping Krishna on the scene, keeping Krishna in the center, and therefore he's instructing Vasudev that we're going to need to act in a different way. We're going to need to do this subtly different. Let's keep it a little low key. He understands that the nature of Kamsa is that he is looking around, watching everything, just trying to see what will add up to the removal of Krishna. So that intelligence, the intelligence of the atheistic persons, as Srila Prabhupada explains, on the gross level, their whole thing is how to get God out of the picture. That is the completely contaminated consciousness. The materialistic consciousness is just about the removal of God. We were discussing some people the other day. I don't know if any of you are old enough to remember if you had it here in school, but when I was in school, maybe Parashuram will remember, we used to have to say the Lord's Prayer. Anyone remembers that? When I was young person in school. But by the time I think, let me see, that was probably 5, 6, by the time I was 10 or 11, the Lord's Prayer was long gone. And all we were doing was pledging allegiance to the American flag. And I was thinking, why am I pledging allegiance to a flag? What is this? But of course, it was grilled into me that America is great. America is the best. America is the only place, and you should be the best. And everybody's doing this. It's a whole mentality of consciousness there. So I'm sorry, I'm contaminated by that consciousness. I hope I don't pollute anyone here with it. But it's just the way I was brought up. But slowly they got rid of this God, right? Slowly the Lord's Prayer became unmanifested in the school. So they don't, you know, so it's the separation of God and state. And then once God is out of the state can do any godless thing that they care to do. And nobody can really say anything because the consciousness of thinking about God slowly is eradicated. So no one's actually thinking about God as a forefront focus every day. So then so many other things can be implemented and they can teach so many different theories. So Gargamuni here and Vasudev. And Vasudev, who's a great personality, but he's hearing how Krishna conscious Gargamuni is. And we will see that he'll accept that. He'll understand that I can trust this person because he really has my interests at heart and he also has the interests of Krishna. He doesn't want anything to happen to Krishna. So therefore, I can trust this person. He's speaking with high intelligence. And he can, his intelligence is so high that he also can understand the intelligence of the materialistic mentality, which is Kamsa, who will do anything and everything to eradicate Krishna from the scene. So like this, in the pages of the Bhagavatam, with each and every verse in Srila Prabhupada's purports, we can see that there are so many things that we can try to learn. This is just something, you know, that maybe we can see, maybe we don't see, but if someone else reads, then Krishna will reveal to you, because yayatamma prapanyante tamstataiva bhajami aham, as we surrender to Krishna, then Krishna rewards us. And as we try to go deeper and understanding Krishna, then Krishna will reveal himself more and more. So each and every one of us can have amazing and miraculous experiences and revelations just simply by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, which is unfortunately something that is progressively more and more becoming rare. The more I meet with devotees, they're like, yeah, I listen to lectures so much, but most people aren't really sitting and reading Srila Prabhupada's books, cover to cover, every purport, every word. And it's such a shame, because at least my experience, when I see devotees who are regularly doing that, they're just really on fire. They're really so enlivened and inspired, because they're having that direct communion and conversation with Srila Prabhupada. They're really directly connecting with the founder, Acharya, and ultimately with Krishna. So as we're coming into the marathon time, recently we read one quote from Srila Prabhupada explaining that, you know, my books are not just for selling. They're actually meant for reading. So we have to remember that, you know, the reading of Srila Prabhupada's books should also be a marathon. It should be a lifelong marathon of reading Srila Prabhupada's books, not just about giving out the books and maybe getting the top mark or even achieving a huge goal. Because even if we achieve a huge goal, but we develop the mentality of Kamsa instead of becoming more Krishna conscious, and that mentality of Kamsa can enter in very easily. Maya is so subtle that just depending on what my intention is, you know, I've seen many times, and I'm sure devotees who've been around a lot longer have seen that, especially with the competitive spirit, within competition, things come out of people you never thought were there. It's wild. You know, I've seen it just on simple levels, what to speak of big things. You know, sometimes we have given courses and we play a little game, and there's some people that's like, no, he cheated. I'm like, whoa, calm down. We're just playing a little game here. Yeah, but it's amazing, that thing, that competitive propensity. But that can get tempered if we're like making sure that we're putting in the right medicine to shanti, shanti. But it doesn't mean we don't go for it and utilize that also, because Srila Prabhupada was very expert at stoking the fire. So like that, I think I will conclude here. And I would just like to say what an inspiration it is. Recently I saw the video for the 200K final offering, and I was so inspired that all the devotees here are so inspired to try to distribute so many of Srila Prabhupada's books. And I think that this is very wonderful, because it's lighting a fire in so many places, so many other devotees becoming inspired. So I just wanted to say thank you all for being so enlivened in Krishna consciousness that you're willing to take up this very important activity that Srila Prabhupada encouraged so strongly again and again, with your full heart and enthusiasm and inspiration. So, Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much for your kind attention. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai.